Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This is a public service announcement from Dana and Parks. We would like to acknowledge the 14 people currently listening to the Dana and Parks program during the Chiefs game. Quite frankly, we're not sure why the f*** you aren't watching the game. Maybe you're stuck at work. Maybe you're in a coma. Maybe your name is John Elway. Regardless, we'd like to welcome you to 98.1 FM KMBZ this afternoon. This has been a public service announcement from Dana and Parks. Go Chiefs!
Okay.
Hi, people.
Kelly Clarkson.
I'd like to say hi to John and Bob and Karen.
Oh, Karen, I'm so glad.
Linda, give us your name on the text line. Chelsea, James, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Telephone number here is 576-7798 from the New York Post. An upstate New York dad says his children's school district is giving them the boot for taking virtual classes out of state.
Oh.
Jeffrey Emmett of Auburn, New York, took his three children on vacation to Missouri, but then decided to stay at a relative's and rent out his home on Airbnb when possible while his two school-aged sons do their remote learning on Zoom. But the single father then received an email from the school district informing him that his sons, Aiden and Tyler, are no longer entitled to be enrolled after October 23rd.
No way.
Since they have no firm date to return to the state of New York. Quoting here from Dad, "Are you kidding me? I never thought this was a problem. I pay my taxes. I pay my mortgage. My home is not for sale. I didn't move. All my kids do is do all of their work on Zoom, as I have chosen for them to be fully remote. I didn't lie about it. I told them the truth. I am not moving to Missouri."
Wow. This is an interesting debate. You are online working or online learning.
Mm-hmm.
Why the heck does anyone care where you're working from?
Mm.
Why does the school care if your butt isn't in the seat? Now, they get paid for butts in seats. You know that, Scott. That's why every time someone is absent in my school district, I get a text, a phone call, and email, and someone knocks on my door. The money is tied to the kids being there. But during a pandemic, the kids aren't there. Is it legal or fair to boot someone out of a district or their job for that matter because you are online participating from a place other than within the boundary of your school district your job?
Am I still paying the taxes on my house?
Yes.
Am I still technically a resident of your city?
Yes.
Then you have no right to kick my kids out of the school. None.
Does your boss have a right to say, "We are not going to allow you to remote learn from, I don't know, say Bermuda"?
You mean remote work. Another interesting story, also from the New York Post, Dana. My office has switched to working remotely forever. Forever.
Forever.
So I'm thinking of ditching my cold, expensive New York apartment and working from Bermuda or Barbados, where they are offering year-long work from home visas. Do I need to clear it with my boss and HR first? Says the advice columnist at the New York Post, it will be our little secret if you take me with you. That sounds amazing, sun, sand, surf, but I'm afraid that I may have to throw some cold water on your plans. There are important considerations that might affect you and your employer. You cannot just move to another state, let alone another country.
Why?
Without telling your employer. And you must understand the potential consequences for you as well. Your employer may not have an entity in the new location to be able to employ someone from said location. You may have to change benefit plans. And then, of course, there is the taxes. You would need to consult with a financial advisor. Bottom line, it's a nice thought. It is conceivable, but it is very complicated.
It's complicated if you are a heart surgeon and you need to be inside of the operating room performing heart surgery. It becomes a whole heck of a lot less complicated if you are remote working forever in business, Scott, in finance, in any corporate job where you don't have to have a physical presence in the city where you live.
But they point out in the advice column, what about benefits?
Why would your benefits change?
Because you live in another country.
So?
What about taxes?
Like, is there an earnings tax in Barbados? You would have to look into that.
I don't know.
I don't see how it would be any different. I really don't. Now, would you want to keep a P.O. box in the United States? Probably. Would your boss really even know? You could just say it was one of those fake palm tree Zoom backgrounds. Sir, that palm tree swaying. It's really good fake Zoom background.
You know, my mom's grandma's from Barbados.
I want to hear from you in education, John. If you have some reason to believe you could be kicked out of a school district for online learning somewhere other than within your district boundary.
576-7798. 576-7798. Kelly Clarkson. Kidding. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre. Destination unknown as we pull in for some gas.
Back.
Officially placed a poster. Reveals.
Good to have you.
From the back.
Three. People. John in Liberty. Good afternoon, my friend. Hello, John.
Hi, John.
How's it going, guys?
It's good. I love this topic. Can you work? Can you go to school in another state online without consequence regarding your school district or work physical borders?
Well, and one thing I neglected to tell Sam was I actually have a son who is no longer living with me, but he's in a mental health facility. And I actually had to transfer all of his stuff from his old school district to that one, even though he's doing e-learning.
You had to transfer districts, and he's essentially hospitalized because he's outside of his district?
Yep.
How would they know, John? But how would they know?
That I have no idea. I mean, I handle IT security for a bunch of companies, and I still don't understand why they have to transfer all the information. I mean, essentially, in about a year or two, he'll be back up here in this district again. And so we'll transfer everything from there back to us.
How did they find out?
Well, from the state.
Oh, okay.
The state's actually involved with helping me out with the mental health aspects of the care. And
The only thing you brought up IT, John, the only thing I wonder if we're talking about corporate America is would there be a concern, let's say you work for Cerner, which is a health, obviously, information company. Would there be a concern that if you aren't remote learning from Kansas City and you're remote working from Barbados, that somehow your information is more hackable outside of the country? That would be one of the only reasons I could see for a boss saying you have to stick closer to home. But I think if you're able to be hacked, aren't you just as likely to be hacked here as you are there?
Let's go to Sean in Sedalia. Sean, hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing good. Well. Thank you.
I am a teacher in the Missouri area, and this has caused me to think, why can't I, as a teacher, be employed by more than one school district teaching the subject that I teach? And if I'm working from home remotely, I'm bringing up my current school classroom, and I'm bringing up my Belton school classroom, and my Raymore classroom, and my KCK classroom, and I'm employed by all those school districts while I sit in the comfort of my home in my pajamas teaching my students remotely.
Let me add to that, Sean. Let me add to that, because that is a great question. But let's not make it about, say, Sedalia. Let's say you are home base teaching in Sedalia, where we are on the central time zone. What would prevent you from then remote teaching in California, where they are behind us, or New York, where they are ahead of us?
You sure about that?
Or the opposite of what I just said. Do you see what I'm saying? It would lengthen the amount of time you would have to remote teach out of state if you swap to a different time zone.
Would it? Because I can schedule when I can post videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
I can schedule when assignments are dropped in student accounts. With that being the case, if it's not remote, face-to-face, seeing me live, can't I post a video of me teaching a lesson and then assign them the work, whether it's reading, worksheets, tests? I would have the ability to teach
You would have the ability, Sean, to teach tens of thousands of kids.
National. I'm going worldwide.
All right, Alonzo Washington. Simmer down.
He's not going national.
Simmer
He's
down.
Going worldwide.
Simmer down.
The one problem with the video learning, Scott, because I've heard this from parents at KU, there are a couple of students in our KU parent Facebook group where they just post updates on all this stuff, mm-hmm. that said they pulled their children because their classes not only went all online, but they're not even live online.
Oh, really?
They are what our caller Sean was just saying. They are
recorded.
You watch the recording and then you turn in your assignment. And one of the moms, and this was an out-of-state student, said, "We're not even getting live instruction. Mm-hmm. They're getting YouTube instruction, and we're not willing to pay out-of-state tuition for that." And I think there's an argument to be made for that.
What time zone is California in?
It's earlier, but I never know the difference between the words before and after.
What?
You know the words.
What?
What are the words you use?
The difference ahead, between the words before and
ahead
after.
Or behind. All I used to know is my agent used to live in California, and if I called him at 8 a.m., it was too early. It was 6 a.m. there. So that's behind. Or is that ahead?
Oh, God.
I don't like those words. Why can't they just say earlier or later?
What time zone is California in?
Pacific.
Okay. What time zone is New York in?
Atlantic.
No.
Eastern?
Yes.
Well, why isn't California Western? All I know is I couldn't call my agent at 8 in the morning. That's all I know.
From the text line. My name is Garrett. I'm still listening from Larrytown.
Oh, hi, Garrett.
Thank you.
I was in Lawrence yesterday, honey. I love you.
Melissa here. Hi, Melissa. Robin in DeSoto.
Hi, Robin.
Doug. Hey, guys. I'm stuck at work in Dallas. Thanks for keeping me entertained. Love you guys.
Hi, Dallas.
Right. Sorry, guys. Game before y'all.
Okay. Bye.
Allison is still with us.
Hi, Allison.
Irvin.
Casey.
Yep. So.
Irvin?
Those are now my favorite listeners, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make a list, and I'm taking notes.
Roberto is still with us.
Hello, Roberto.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we should send them masks.
I don't have that many. I've only got like five left.
We've only got five listening.
You didn't pay a dime for those masks. I bought them.
We're either ahead or behind for break. It's time to go.
News is next here on KMBZ. And hey, Sheila. Hey, Tanya. Hey, Ryan. What's up?
Into a crisis. Times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out. What's in my head? And I am feeling a little peculiar.
All right, let me name drop here real quick. Tanya, what's up? Greenhouse Melissa, Bridget, Terry, and Lawrence, Janie on the 22nd floor, John and Gower, Russell and Mission, Carrie and Dallas, and stop writing in Kelly Clarkson. We know what happened. Damn it. Cut it out. Cut it out.
Maybe they're watching 40-Year-Old Virgin, and they just watched Steve Carell yell Kelly Clarkson as he got his chest waxed.
Allison and Lawrence and David. Good to see you guys.
I think that's what's happening.
I love you all.
Here's what we're going to do real quick. Ed in Overland Park, hi. We still have a handful of masks. They're all women's sizes. We do not have any men's sizes right now. I got a new order out for that. First woman to text your name and address, you get a mask this week.
Go.
913-576-7798. Joe in Olathe. Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. So I agree. I agree with y'all. The school shouldn't be able to kick them out, and the dads should sue and hopefully win.
Okay.
But I had another side story I saw the other day. A woman who works in an office, or she did work in an office, but she has to work at home now permanently.
Yeah.
Her company said, oh, by the way, we're going to move your job to North Carolina, but you can still stay in California. But we're going to pay you the new minimum wage out in North Carolina, not the California minimum wage.
I bet they did.
And she was asking whether or not that was legal. And, of course, all the lawyers on the page were all like, no, big illegal. So that's the thing people have to worry about when they move these jobs is, say you're a Silicon Valley software engineer making $250,000 a year.
Yep.
Hey, I want to go to Kansas City. So the company's going, great, we're going to drop your pay to the standard rate out in Kansas City,
right?
Not what it's out in California.
But the good news is you can buy a mansion anywhere you want, Joe, for about a quarter of the cost. That would be the good news under that scenario. I have a question, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
This dad that we're talking about was just told by the school board that his two children were going to be kicked out of the district because they are right now remote learning, not at home, but in Missouri. Okay.
They live in New York.
Live in New York.
But they are currently remote learning in Missouri.
They have relatives here. They got a VRBO.
He never sold the house.
But he never sold his house. I think he would prevail in this lawsuit because he still physically has his permanent address within the boundaries of that school district.
I think you're right.
Now, if he goes selling the house, I think it would be harder to make that same claim.
At that point, all bets are off.
Correct. Because your physical main property is no longer there. Here's where this is going to come up locally. And man, we'd love to hear from you if it has. Think of all the people who have lake houses right now. And do you know what happened when COVID hit?
Everybody went to the lake house.
Flocked to their lake houses.
That's true.
They hunkered down at the lake house.
I have several friends who went to their lake house when COVID hit.
Yeah. So if you live in Liberty or Lee's Summit, or Raymore, or Kansas City, or Leawood, it doesn't matter, and your school is here, well, your lake house is in the Ozarks.
I can't afford a lake house, but they can.
Do they have to kick you out of the district because you're remote learning and hunkering down during COVID?
No, they don't, and no, they didn't.
Well, they didn't because they probably didn't know.
Well, why would you kick a kid out of the district? With every kid comes hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Because if you are in the Ozarks remote learning for any substantial period of time, at some point the Ozarks district is going to say, we want that money from the state. We want that money for that student from the state of Missouri. Why should Kansas have that money? You're living here.
Let's go to Debbie in my hometown of Leavenworth. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're doing well, thanks.
I got 2 points to give you. First of all, regarding the benefits, I used to work for a major Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Sure.
Your benefits are state mandated. So so if you live in Kansas, you have a certain requirement, and if you live in Missouri, then they may require a different type of coverage, not to mention how they reimburse. It is based on the state it's in and the contracts they have in that state.
Okay, so in the example where this man wants to move to Barbados, his employment benefits would be perhaps disrupted because he's no longer living in the state where his employment benefits are distributed.
Even if he goes to California and breaks his leg in California, because the California, just, you know, keep it stateside, if he breaks his leg in California in a California hospital, they're going to file with, I'll use Blue Cross. They don't file with the Blue Cross he was in. They file with Blue Cross of California. They
okay.
Is that true?
And then they collect their money. Very much like car insurance.
And so Blue Cross of California is going to say, why were you here? Under what circumstances were you here? And you cannot lie on that form.
Well, no, wait. Hang on just a second, Debbie. If I'm in Mexico, I don't file with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mexico. I file with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City.
What if you're in Mexico, and I was in Blue Cross of Florida, so if you can imagine all the snowbirds and everything else we had in Florida, what happens is that you go to a hospital in Tijuana. First of all, you pay them based on what the hospital in Tijuana wants.
Correct.
Okay. Now, just say you have Blue Cross of wherever. They decide if you're even covered out of country at all.
Which is why, Debbie, when you travel internationally, you have to purchase the medical rider. We always purchase the rider because we've all heard of this happening, and it happened to a family in our neighborhood where they go down there, someone has a bad accident, and then the hospital says to you in Mexico, that's going to be $10,000 and we're not releasing you until you pay it. And so that rider protects you from that, Scott.
Huh.
You need to have that rider. Do you not have that rider? You purchase it like 2 weeks before you leave.
Okay.
It's like $100 and it covers, you know, if they have to life flight you to Florida, all of that stuff.
Never heard of it.
You want the rider.
Kelly in Raymore. And by the way, hello, Red Dog the Booty on the text line. What
up? Hi, Kelly.
Hi there. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment. I caught the tail end, so it's more of just a larger issue of virtual learning. I stay home with my grandson. He's a kindergartner in Rapex School District, and I don't know if I can say his teacher's name, but I love the virtual learning. I love all the little munchkins' faces in the screen. I love the teacher, and she's really good. She's tough on the kids, and, you know, if they mess up, she'll say, hold up your work. Oh, no, so-and-so, I want you to redo that letter B, and she's great.
Oh.
It's just like in person. I love it.
I love the call, Kelly, because so many people have been, I don't want to say complaining, but kind of complaining about remote learning. And I saw a meme today that said on Facebook, the teachers need our support right now. It's tough for everybody. They are trying so hard.
They're doing two jobs
that they've never done before, by the way. They are trying so hard to make this work for the kids. Please give them your support.
Amen to that. Amen. Amen. 576-7798. Let's grab one more real quick. Paul in Leawood. Hello, Paul.
Hey. Used to work for a school district in Kansas, and we would get paid based on the number of students on a given day in September. So if I'm going to drop a kid after count day, it's not going to affect the money I receive from the state. So the day before count day, we were running around trying to pull kids into school even if they've been truant, just so we can put them on our rolls and get paid for them.
Just come for one day. One day, Paul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was actually, if you've been in for two of the last 3 days, we get to count you. Now, you could have been gone for the previous 4 weeks, but if we pulled you in for two of the last 3 days, we get to count you. So so that's big bucks.
Yeah.
How much is it?
Oh, I couldn't even guess.
What was it back then? Do you remember?
I don't. I would give you a bad guess.
Okay.
If I did. But
it was like herding cats.
Yes. And it was, I can assure you, it was enough money to send a flock load of people out gathering the sheep.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. And in terms of figuring out residence, it's supposed to be where the kid lays his head down at night.
And correct, Paul. Same thing with jury duty. Your home is where you lay your head at night. It's not your lake house. It's not Bermuda. It's not I'm vacationing. It is where you lay your head.
576-7798. Same number for the text line. If you would like, just make sure you put a 913 before it. 576-7798.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
All right, let's do this.
Yes, I've been black, but when I come back.
Got a little NFL quiz here for you, Dana.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to show you a flag. This is two NFL teams play in this state.
Well, that's a geography quiz. Well,
what state is that?
Texas.
Okay, well, very good. Wow, that was fast.
Well, that's the biggest star. But yeah, was right.
Okay. This is too easy.
I was going to say, this isn't a football quiz. This is a state's flag quiz.
Who is this? This is too easy. Who is this infamous NFL football player?
Well, that would be the man who killed his wife and Ron Goldman.
O.J. Simpson.
Allegedly.
Okay.
I was going to say, who are they quizzing here,
12-year-olds? All right, here we go. Can you name this 2007 Heisman Trophy winner?
Yes.
And what is his name?
He is the super religious football player. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Named.
You got this, Dana.
I know I do. I know who that is.
Played for the University of Florida.
Yes.
Went on to play for the Broncos.
Alliteration. Think of that.
He is. Oh, my God. He plays golf, and now he's a commentator.
Mm-hmm. That is all true.
Oh, my gosh.
And his first and last name start with the same letter.
That is correct. The letter is T.
Tim Tebow.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was too many hints.
But I knew he was the golfer who is religious.
This is the helmet logo for what NFL team?
Well, it says NY. I'm hoping that's New York.
Okay, but there are two teams in New York.
Giants? Yes, Jets are green. That's Giants.
You're going to save that answer?
Yes.
Okay, you are correct. Okay. This player is one of two. Go away with your little stupid pop-up ads. Active players who has won the NFL MVP award multiple times. Name this player.
Well, that's not Brett Favre. That's nope. Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
My kids are enormous Green Bay fans.
Wow.
I know you don't think I know anything about football.
Did you just admit that?
Name this player.
Number one.
For the Carolina Panthers. He doesn't play for them anymore. He has moved on to the New England Patriots.
Ooh, I know.
Shh.
I have no idea.
You have no idea who that guy is.
I don't follow either team. Okay. Sorry.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah.
Would be Cam Newton. Name this player.
Ugh, that's Giselle's husband.
Does he have a name?
Yes.
What would that be?
Dimple Chin.
Huh?
Dimple Chin.
Does he have a name?
Yes. He played for New England for years.
Won 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
It shall not be spoken on the Kansas City airwaves.
Thank you.
He is referred to as the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
I know. And why can't I think of his name? I know who that is. It's Giselle's super hot, annoying husband.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I think of his name? Oh, my gosh.
Well, he plays now in Tampa Bay.
I know. And it's not going well. I know that.
It's not going poorly.
They lost their first game. I know that. Why can't I think of his name? I can see that dimple in his face.
He plays for Tampa.
I know who it is.
Hang on. I'm giving you a hint. He plays for Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
T.
Brady.
B.
Tom. Tuberculosis.
Ugh. Name that team.
The Vikings.
Very good.
See, I pay more attention to football than you think.
I'm impressed. I'm not. Okay. All right, here we go.
Okay.
The team that wins the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Receives a trophy.
Yes.
Named after the man
Vince Lombardi. I know that.
Wow.
I told you, we're Green Bay fans.
You're doing good.
Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Hang on, there might be one more here.
No, you're going to like this better.
Name this player.
Oh, that's Montana, Joe.
Damn.
Last night, I come home, and the last night my aunt was with us, she has this look on her face like something is wrong, and this is football related. And she said, we built a fire outside. And I go, yeah, it smells great. I can smell it. She goes, I need to tell you something, and I think you're going to be mad, and I am so sorry. I'm like, okay. She said, I asked your son, do you have any newspaper to help light the fire outside?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And Willem replies, yes, there are 2 newspapers sitting in the living room on the coffee table under the television. They were newspapers from the Miami Herald.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Willem took the newspapers from the next day from the Miami Herald and lit them on.
Because you were down there for the Super Bowl.
I was. He lit them on fire to start the fire pit last night.
Well, Scott, we know who is no longer the favorite child.
He lit the Miami Herald.
Oh, my God.
Mahomes front page Disney World Chiefs win.
Oh, my God.
Commemorative newspapers to light a fire.
And today, he was written out of the family.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. He's the biggest Chiefs fan. I think he just, I don't know what he was thinking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, up in smoke in the backyard.
Disowned.
Oh, my.
Do you know how many political mailers we could have used to light that fire? We could have lit the entire city of Leawood on fire with the number of trashed political mailers I have in the recycling box. He went for the Mahomes Miami Herald.
Okay.
But that fire was toasty.
Was it warm?
Just like a winner. Felt like a winner.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.